Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Friday, July 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the city of Wauchula government announced a main water line break in the area of Bell Street that affected the surrounding zone. Crews have fixed the problem and water service should now be restored. If you are still without water, please call the Public Works Department at 863-773-3535 or after hours call 863-773-3132. Your local events, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. If wanting to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy or can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, Eagles Nest Early Learning Center is looking for a child care provider. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of child care experience are preferred. Debut Development is hiring for labor positions in their Wauchula facility. For consideration, you need to apply in person at 897 South 6th Avenue, suite number 1 in Wauchula, with a resume. Going to say that one more time for you. You can apply in person at 897 South 6th Avenue, suite number 1 in Wauchula, and you must have a resume. We'll have that on our Facebook page as well in case you missed it. And Alan J. Ford Lincoln is looking for an automotive service manager, a Florida driver's license, U.S. work authorization, and 1 year of auto service experience are required. All of these jobs and more you can find at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday. You can email us at hardymidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever is easier for you. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. It will greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 99. Partly sunny with a 5% chance of rain. The air quality is fair. Maximum UV index is 11, extreme. Wind south-southeast at 5 miles an hour with gust up to 7. Humidity is extremely humid, 68%. The dew point 74, cloud covers 47%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:59 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon with a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight. Partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms toward morning, lows in the mid-70s. East winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable with a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Saturday night, mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy after midnight, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried announced the creation of Florida's first Farm Worker Advisory Council under the Florida Department of Ag and Consumer Services. MorningAgClips.com reports Florida's previous statewide Farm Worker Advisory Council, established in 1979, was later disbanded, leaving farm workers without a voice in the Florida cabinet. Commissioner Fried also recognized June 29th as Farm Worker Appreciation Day in Florida. Slower line speeds are now the rule at 6 pork processing plants under the new swine inspection system after a federal court ruling this year ordered packing plants to slow things down. According to AgWeb.com, the Biden administration has until the end of August to file an appeal, which is being requested by the National Pork Producers Council. The NPPC argues the ruling will quickly lead to increased pork industry concentration and packer market power. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the U.S. ought to diversify its sales to a broader range of markets by being less reliant on one or two countries and more reliant on a number of countries. Vilsack tells Agriculture.com he believes there's an over-reliance on China and a new trade agreement with Europe could take time. Vilsack says he favors deepening our presence in Southeast Asia and eventually Africa, working on opportunities in Central and South America, and making sure in-place agreements like the USMCA are followed through.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Another look at the crop progress reports for our Southeast region states. In Georgia, steady rainfall continued around the state to help maintain good overall crop conditions. Early corn is beginning to mature, but corn rust was noted in a few counties. Peanuts were sprayed with fungicides and herbicides, and they continue to peg. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has a look now at the nation's peanut crop.
Peanut condition remains in quite good shape as we move into midsummer. 69% of the peanuts rated good to excellent, 2% very poor to poor. It also compared favorably to what we saw this time a year ago, 69% good to excellent and 8% very poor to poor.
And in Florida, heavy rain decreased peanut and cotton conditions. The rain helped moderate high temperatures through the citrus growing region. The season's citrus harvest was complete. Next season's crop progressed as normal. A variety of fruits and vegetables were planted and marketed last week. Some crops were stressed due to constant rain. Farmers near coastal Alabama had a hard time applying herbicide and fungicide to crops, especially corn because of the rainfall. Corn rust was also detected in some fields. Central Alabama producers report adequate rain and good progress with field work. Soybean planting is near completion and corn is thriving there. Warmer and drier conditions are needed for cotton, however. Winter wheat harvesting is nearly complete. Hayfields continue to be cut and some farmers applied fertilizer and herbicide treatments.
Hey guys, my name is Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks pull back from the record highs they've been setting as bond yields continue to fall. Investors turning cautious now. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% today. Technology, financial, and industrial companies had some of the biggest losses. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell from 1.30% to that from 1.32% a day earlier. And the benchmark yield, which is used to set rate on mortgages and many other kinds of loans, has been falling steadily in recent weeks as traders shift money into bonds. The Dow lost 259 points today to close at 34,421. The NASDAQ was down 105 to 14,559. The S&P 500 dropped 37 points to 4,320. New York oil rose 74 cents, closing at $72.94 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With us here in sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Tampa Bay Lightning have won their second straight Stanley Cup title, beating Montreal 1-0 in Game 5. Lightning center Steven Stamkos.
It's so hard to win the Stanley Cup, and then you do it 2 years in a row. You deserve to go down in history. And this group, no matter what happens from here on out, this group is going to be etched in history forever.
Andrei Vasilevsky had a series-ending shutout for an NHL record fifth consecutive time dating to the 2020 final. It's Game 2 of the NBA final tonight with Milwaukee at Phoenix. Bucks forward Chris Middleton says they're not discouraged after losing Game 1.
We've been through a lot. We've been through it all. We know it's not going to be easy. We know it's not going to be tough. There's times where we're going to be down in the series, but the series isn't over yet if we're down. We still got to keep competing and just playing.
Novak Djokovic won his quarterfinal match at Wimbledon while Roger Federer lost, meaning a potential men's final between the 19-time and 20-time Grand Slam winners has gone off the rails. This is Esser in Sports. In America, the Tampa Bay swept Cleveland 8-1 at 4-0. Five Rays pitchers didn't allow a hit over the second game. Rays starting pitcher Colin McHugh says they celebrated in the clubhouse despite knowing a seven-inning game isn't recognized on the no-hit list.
All of us pitchers were in the clubhouse except for Pete. So all of us were having a good time, and when he came in, we looped him in.
Pete Fairbanks finished off the shutout. Chicago beat Minnesota 6-1. It was L.A. 5-4 over Boston, Detroit 5, Texas 3, Toronto 10, Baltimore 2, Houston 4-3 over Oakland, and New York 5, Seattle 4. In the National League, New York and Milwaukee split. The Mets won the first game 4-3 in 8 innings. The Brewers the second 5-0. It was Atlanta 14-3 over Pittsburgh. Miami beat the LA Dodgers 9-6. The Chicago Cubs finally snapped their 11-game losing streak, beating Philadelphia 8-3.
Arizona down Colorado 4-2. It was San Francisco 5, St. Louis 2, Washington 15-5 over San Diego. The Interleague final saw Cincinnati beat Kansas City 5-2. This is Esser in Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you will always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960. No other bank deserves that title other than our very own First National Bank of Wauchula. You can find them on the road at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, or on the web at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: whenever I bake myself a pizza, I always cut it into 6 slices because I don't think I could ever eat 12. Tune in not tomorrow but Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, a great weekend. Stay safe and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.